Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, yes, I wish you were here. But guess what? Oh, it was some night on last night. A storm passed over somewhat, tore up a few things round about the cities, and all, but we survived again. We thank God that we survived one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you ought to thank God for your area, too. Oh, see, the storm is passing over. Yes, yes, yes. Promise today to be a hot day, 90 degrees. Ooh, you want to come up here and get some of this? Oh, my, my, my. It is to be a miserable day, but we can't complain. One day is cold, next day is hot. We just don't know what it's going to be next, do we? We just thank God for whatever it is, right? Long as we are alive. Amen. Truly, we thank God for you. We really do. We want you to know that we love you. We really, really do. Love you, you, and you. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, we thank God for you. We send our prayers to you. Yes, we do. And guess what? I want you to call. You on a phone, you by a phone, whatever way you can. You can call 347-857-3925. Why don't you give us a call? Yes, yes, yes. Maybe you can pop up a chat. I don't know. Somewhere around on our board would be a chat line. And somewhere you can send in a chat to let us know that you are listening and that you're enjoying the broadcast. Tell me what God has done for you through the broadcast. You know, you might have been healed. We call somebody's healing. You might have been healed, and we just don't know it. So let us know what God has done for you. It's encouraging to us to keep on going, you know. All right, we're still praying for Bishop Timmy Sheffield in Virginia, praying for his full recovery. 100% recovery is what we are praying for today in the mighty name of Jesus. We also praying for his son, TJ, also. We're praying for him to recover and that God will touch him in a special way today in the name of Jesus. Oh, and we thank God for, we're going to thank God for touching both of them right now, aren't we? You're going to thank God too, right? I know you are. All right. We're asking God to touch LaPrentice, continue to touch him, you know, blessing him in a special way. Touch his body. Also, that he was in a car accident, so touch his body. You know how it is when you get hit by a car. You know, don't seem like you ever get better. But we're praying for it today. Yes, yes, yes. Also, we're praying for Martinez, also, who has cancer. We're praying for him today. Father, in Jesus' name, we're asking you to touch and deliver right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we take nothing less than a miracle. He needs a miracle right now in Jesus' name. We are praying for Tani, still praying for Tani. Yes, yes, still praying for it. And we thank God for, God has touched David Alfred. I heard that he's touched David Alfred also. So, Father, in Jesus' name, continue to touch David right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch his breathing, God. Touch him in Jesus' name. We command 100% healing for him right now. Lord, we ask you to touch Viola. Continue to touch her, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Touch her brain, Lord God. Touch it right now there in her head. What has happened? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank God for you touching him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to touch the deceased family of Charles Thomas, God. We ask you to touch that deceased, the family there, God, that's going through. Lord, we ask you to continue to touch Jake, Father. Continue to touch him, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, that's going through so many different ailments, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, nothing is too hard for you for touching Jake right now. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Gary Dunkley, Lord, who's going through similar things. So many things has gone wrong in his body, Father, and the doctor give him bad news. But, Father God, bad news can be good news from you. And God, that way you have a chance to work. They have to give you chance to work. When the doctor give you up, let me tell you, that's a chance for you now to depend on God. And we trust in that he's depending on you wholly right now in Jesus' name. Gary, take it all the way there in the name of Jesus right now. And we thank you, God. We thank you for touching Johnny with it. Lord God, we thank you for touching him now, Lord God. There's no cancer that can put you down unless you give in to it. And right now, in Jesus' name, we command the healing to take place in your life right now, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Kyle Richards, God. He needs help, God. This young man needs help, Father. The enemy is just carrying him on a downward road. But right now, we speak to his spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching your people, God. Touch him, Lord, God. We put them right now before you today, God, every pastor, Lord, Lord, every minister, God, that's going through, Father, we put them right down the front line of the prayer list, God. Father God, that you may see that list right now with their name on it. We call it out to you right now, God. We stand in the gap for them right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you right now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ain't God good? I tell you, yes, he is. You can get all types of things can go wrong in these old bodies, you know, because we eating all kind of stuff, you know, anyhow, you know, and we know we eating what we like, you know, and most of the stuff we like and don't agree with us, praise God, but we eat it anyhow, and then we pay the piper, don't we? My. But you know what? Ain't God good and merciful? Good. Suppose he would send you to hell eating, huh? All that stuff, and he told you don't eat it. Lord, you'd feel real bad, wouldn't you? But think about it today. His mercy endureth for all generations. His mercy endureth forever, and he's long-suffering. Isn't that right? Now straighten up. He ain't going to suffer forever. Now straighten up. Okay? All right, now let's give you a little word today. I hope you're listening. I ain't going to read it but one time. Praise God. Life becomes an exciting adventure when we expect at least one pleasant surprise each day, when we show our gratitude freely and unashamedly, when we strive to do at least one anonymous act of kindness to someone who needs it most, when we seek to discover the beauty and goodness in every person we meet. All right? I'm reading no more. Praise God. I found that. I like to find nice little tidbits to let you know, nice little things, you know. People sometimes have some nice little quips, don't they? Mm-hmm. ain't talking about jokes. I'm saying, you know, little sayings that meet you. We thank God today for Deacon Mike being with us. We thank God for Sister Diane being with us and all the other preachers. We just have to wait for them, praise God, when they decide to come. Praise God. We thank God anyway for those that are here. And we're going to go on and give over to them, you know, let them have something to say. Praise God, after I get them motivated. I'll get them started today. Hallelujah. But, you know, I was just debating on something to talk about. And, you know, you read around and see if you get any idea of what, you know, you really want to. But I was just going through some Book of Job, a few scriptures through the Book of Job, and I thought about something. You know, Job was a very, very observant man, and he was a man of God that God talked to, and even though he kind of had some problems, you know, he got some problems, as we all do, you know, and no matter how close you get to God, you know, I don't know where people get the idea that you ain't supposed to have no problems, you know, the preacher ain't supposed to have no problems. Even though you're a faith preacher, you're a health healing preacher, whatever kind of preacher you want to call yourself, you know, you don't know everything. And see, you are in the same boat as the rest of the people because you live in this here body, you know, these fleshly, carnal bodies. So therefore, they are subject to the elements. They are subject to the food you put into them. They're subject to how you take care of them, you see, and they get sick, they get the painful. All these things happen also. You know, the preacher people die in their life too, you know. All of these things happen because we all subject to the same thing. You understand? But you do not have to wallow in these things. You can say, I'm going to rise and shine and give God the glory. You're not going to let that stop you from church. You're not going to let that stop you from praising God. You're not going to let any of these things that we mentioned and then some, we are not going to allow these things to come into our life and stop us from giving God the glory. At least I know I'm not. So you ought to agree with me right now and say, I'm not going to let anything stop me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you know, Job is a good book. You need to just read it through sometimes, you know, and you'll find out some true things about the world, things in the world and life. You know, it's kind of like Solomon. A lot of things in it's kind of like Solomon. And it's very interesting. So today I'm just going to ask you a question. You know, we're going to talk about, since this is this time of year, Christ's resurrection and yours. Your resurrection. Now remember, we always question a fact if somebody died, don't we? We always ask a question. And we say, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, right? Well, most people do. Let's don't assume everybody did. Never assume everybody's saved. Never assume everybody know these things. Everybody don't know these things, okay? All right. But we're going to talk about them today because the word resurrection means the standing up of a corpse. So that's what you're looking for, right? Somebody that's dead and stand up and come back. Is that right? Is that what you're looking for? Come on now, tell the truth about it. This is what you're looking for, right? Okay, that's what it is. Now, but most religions do what? They teach us the concept of immortality. All right, and this is what we think about. We think about these things because we heard someone teaching them, or we went to somebody in our family may have died, a friend or something, and we hear all what the preacher's saying, don't we? But now let me tell you, the Christian faith is about the only one that teaches about the bodily resurrection, okay? Now, if you believe now, you got to believe. You got to believe that Jesus died and rose again, okay? Now, it's hard for some people to believe it. They don't believe, no, ain't nothing like that happen. It can't happen. When you're dead, you're done. And all this, yeah, maybe it's when we dead, we done to a degree. Okay, I'm going to read a few scriptures. I'm going to try to get to these few scriptures in a few moments to let you see what Job was talking about that same situation. Okay, and most of the time, and he knows because his children died tragically. You know, oh my gosh, he had, ooh Lord, he had a bad day. And then it says, you know, we gonna go on. First, I'm gonna tell you what he said in the first verse of the 14th chapter of Job. He say, "Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble." Now, when you hear that, full of trouble. Now, who do you hear that from? A preacher, don't you? When there's a funeral, these are the things that preacher be saying, some of the things, right? Now, he cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. See, what you seeing? You born into this world and you got trouble. I know you think you ain't supposed to have trouble. Somebody told you that lie. Because you're going to have trouble. This is what he say. You're going to be full of trouble. Trouble going to come. Huh? Just as sure as you born, trouble is going to come. Now let's jump down to the fourth verse. Say, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? And he answers, not one. Huh? Nobody can do that. Can't bring nothing clean out of nothing unclean. All right? Now, here he's talking some more. Now, this is what you got. I want you to listen. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bonds that he cannot pass. And when I got to that, I was thinking about something. You know, there are boundaries that God has set you can't pass. Come on now. Now, you're going to try, man going to try. That's what's in his nature, to try anything that God does and say you can't do. You're going to try to do. Okay, say for instance, you're going to try to erase the line on the ocean where there's a line, say it cannot come here to this part of the shore. Huh? So you want to see it come up there, so you're going to try to make it come up there. But the only way it can come up there, if it's the will of God and God's voice speaks into it, then it will come up because his voice is activated by his power. So therefore, he's the only one that can break through his own bonds. Did you get the picture? So therefore, how are you going to do this? How are you going to resurrect yourself? He said, I give unto you power of all the power of the enemy, nothing by any means shall hurt you. So now you found out that you have a certain amount of power. And you break what? What do you break? What have he given you power over? What did he give you power over? All the power of the enemy. Did you hear me? Why is he giving you power then? Because you were created in his image and his likeness. So therefore he's giving you his power, some power to operate with, to keep you in that same place. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't see that, do you, David? But look, notice today that let me tell you one thing. He said, turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an erring this day. Now, I want you to hit it. For there is hope of a tree. Listen now. if it be cut down, huh, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Now, there's hope when you cut a tree down. Have you ever watched a tree that has been cut down? There's hope there. Now, when you see it, you're going to say there's no hope. Ain't nothing going to grow there no more. But let me read on further, let you show you what will happen. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground, you hear what it says? It's appearing to you that it's died, right? Even down in the ground, there is not, you don't see a green piece nowhere, do you? But let me tell you what God does in the ninth verse. Yet through the scent of water, it'll bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. There's hope. See, you sing that song Dallas Holmes sang, I'll Rise Again. He said, go ahead, drive the nails in my hand, laugh at me where I stand, but I'm going to rise again. Now, this is the time of year for you to rise. This is the time of year for you to stop being a deadhead. This is the time of year for you right now to talk to yourself and tell yourself, say, listen, I'm going to rise again. You cannot destroy what God has given me. It's deep down on the inside, and when it looked like you cut it down, cut the root down, dug it up, I'm going to rise anyhow. Glory to God. It's like the yeast. When you begin to knead the yeast and you put it aside and you don't touch it for a certain length of time and you put a cover over the yeast that you're about to make some bread, and what happened? It began to rise. You can't see it, but it starts to rise, and right up under that cover, just like that tree, it's all cut down and then there's nothing for you to see, but let me tell you today, it's going to rise up anyhow. All it needs is a cent of water. It don't need a whole ocean. It don't need a whole bucket load of water. Just a cent of water, that's what the Lord said. You have a cent of faith. That means just a little bit. It does not have to be enough for nobody to see, but you have to know this, that if that sin is there, God smell it. And when he smell it, you begin to rise like yeast. You begin to take notice that I'm in the place I ought to be because I'm coming up again. That's why Jesus rose. When Jesus rose up, he let you know you got the power to rise again. You got to come forth like never before. That's why David said, revive me, O God, again. Hallelujah. There's always a chance. No matter how sick you are, no matter how down you are, no matter how broke you are, you're going to rise again. Your pockets will rise. You will rise. Your children will rise. Don't give up on your children either, because they can rise again. Glory to God. Let me tell you what that he said, there is hope for a tree to regrow itself. You ever look at when they prune trees? That's why they prune it, so it can get some new leaves, new produce on it. Praise God, hallelujah. You have to be pruned sometime. God prune you and cut away all the dead branches of you, all the wickedness that have come upon you. God begin to cut it off. Hallelujah, so that you can rise again. And when you rise again in the newness of life. You are brand new you, glory to God. Don't you want to be that today? Praise God. You just know what Jesus told you when they asked him about himself, and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Let me tell you, you can't get there through Buddha. You can't get through there the rest of the people. You can only get to him, glory to God, is through God the Father. And you got to mention the name of Jesus. That's the only way you're going to rise. That is the what? That is the source of your rising. It's like the yeast in the bread. When it get in the bread, let me tell you, the bread ain't going to rise. You have some yeast in it. And you won't rise unless Jesus is in you. That's how you come up, praise God. And you begin to grow tall. And the things you used to do, you don't do them no more. The places you used to go, you don't go no more. You now a brand new person in Christ Jesus. This is your hour to be brand new. Because God has made it so. He told you that you got to remember this. And you got to redeem the times. Right now, glory to God. Things are going haywire in the earth. All around, glory to God. But you have become alive. And well, the day is your day. And it's time for you to do what? Is to live. Because the 14th verse of that same chapter, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come, until it's time for me to bud again. My God, you look out when you plant a plant in the ground, a seed in the ground. What happened? The first thing come about, the first thing you see is a little bit of green just showing up in the earth. It don't look like much, but let me tell you, if you just keep watching, keep watering, and keep praying, something gonna come up in you, glory to God, greater than it's ever been before. That's just the way God is. He's nurture you. Oh yeah, and he water you. Oh my God, and he just pray over you. He talk to you. He sang to you. And you begin to come up to where you belong. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so glad about it today that when he called me, I'll answer. Hallelujah, because what? I've been down too long. I've been in a dark place too long. I couldn't see my way because somebody was always telling me I can't make it. Somebody was always trying to put me down. But I'm here to tell you today, I'm singing that song, I'll rise again. Go ahead. They'll drive the nails in my hands. Laugh at me. Talk about me. Do me any kind of way. But I'm going to rise again, church. I'm rising right now. Can you see the cover just came off? That old darkness was put away. I'm rising up until I meet my capacity to grow forth a new me, brand new me, one that you never heard of, one that you don't know about, one that's really strange. I know you don't know me, but you'll try to bring me back down in the muck and miry. But I'm refusing today to go back into darkness. I'm lifting up my hands unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And he's moving in my life because I'm resurrected. I'm standing tall in my place. I'm taking over right now all of the ground that God has given me. He said, everywhere my feet tread, that's a blessed ground, and I'm taking it over right now. I'm setting my atmosphere to be an atmosphere of peace, an atmosphere of love, an atmosphere of plenty, an atmosphere of wealth, an atmosphere of praise, God, of glorifying God of God. He ain't but ain't but one God, I'm telling you. I'm so tired of folks saying there ain't no God. Ain't no God. There's many gods, and I got a God that will you keep your God, and I'm going to keep mine, because he is only one, and I serve one God, Lord of Lord, King of King, and praise God. I'm one of the priests that he set forth to serve him, to tell you about it. It's time for you to rise up and be counted among them that are sanctified. It's time for you to give God the glory. Hallelujah. It don't make no difference what the devil try to do. You're more than a conqueror. You don't just conquer, you do more than that. Because he made a promise that you will possess the land. So if you possess the land, it already belonged to you. You ain't got to ask nobody, can you? It's already yours, huh? You don't have to look around and try to find somebody to boost you up, boost yourself up. Do like David say when he get discouraged, there ain't nobody to encourage me, I'll encourage myself. See, it took me years to encourage myself, glory to God, and stop letting people put me down all the time and say what I can't do. But I'm here to tell you I know now what I can do, all things through Christ that strengthened me, glory be to God. And I don't mind telling somebody, you and anybody else, mama, papa, children, husband, don't tell grandchildren, don't tell me friends, I'm going to tell you that right now I'm moved by the power of Almighty God, because greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. And if the great one is on the inside, I can do anything that my mind set me to do in the will of God, but I keep it in his will so that it come out perfect every time. You may not see it being perfect, but honey, I see it because the great perfect one is on the inside, and whatever he brings out is perfect. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm standing on his promise. I'm holding on to his unchanged hand. I will stand until the day come when I can't stand no more, when he called me up into a higher place in him. That mean I'm sitting with him in glory somewhere. I mean, I can be on his right hand or his left, but I want to be in glory with him anyhow. I want to hear him just say the words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, hallelujah, I'm looking for that day. You ought to look for it too. But if you don't rise, you can't get nothing. Your bread ain't going to bake right if it don't have no yeast in it. And you won't do if there's not a sin of water, that well of water that's springing up out of you into eternal life. It's got to come forth. It's got to bubble all over until it run over and touch somebody else. Oh, glory to God. That's what this time is. That resurrection is representing what? Something being done. Come to life. It was once dead, but it's now alive. Forevermore, glory to God. Oh, you ought to appreciate God today, what he done for you, what he done for your family, how he meets your needs, how he bless you and give you breath, how he takes care of your children, how he takes care of your home. You go in and out the door. You didn't have to do it, but he did. Anyhow, glory to God. You rose up into a brand new you. Now it's time out for trying to be a deadhead. It's time for you to stretch your hands forth and help somebody else become alive. Let them know this is a living gospel. It's not a dead gospel, but a living gospel. You ought to tell somebody about him today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God is, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, he is. Glory be to God. For he say much in the 19th chapter of Job. He said in the 25th verse, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin, worms destroyed this body, yet in my flesh I shall still see the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah, glory to God. See what rising up do. Even though the worms may eat your body, yet your flesh shall see God. Now you say, how is that going to happen? Well, honey, you just have to ask God. I don't know, but this is what he said in 27. Whom I shall see for myself. And mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, but ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me. The root of the matter is in me, cause of sin. That's the root. That's why he rose. Because of your sin. Not his sin, but your sin. That's why he rose. That's why he gave you life. So that you can rise out of that deadness that you've been in so long.
Come on.
You say, well, he's the one brought me in the world. Yes. As David say, you was shaped in iniquity. You was born in sin, and you was shaped in iniquity. That's the way you came. That's the way you came because of Adam and Eve. That's why you was like that, you see. It wasn't supposed to be like that, but that's why it was like that. So therefore, he had to make a plan, have a plan. You know, you have A, B, C, D plans and all them plans. Well, he had to have another plan to do what? Bring you out of that place of deadness and sin that the human nature caused. So now you've risen again to the newness of life. You've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You ought to have that evidence of speaking in tongues. You ought to have that evidence to be able to praise God through trials and tribulation. You ought to be able to say hallelujah anyhow when everything gone haywire in your life. Nothing come out right. Nobody seems to love you or care about you. You ought to still be able to say hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, my Lord, behold. Oh, glory be to God. God begin to move in you. You ought to just move. Let somebody know that you've been born again. Let somebody know that I am not dead. I have risen in Christ Jesus. I'm alive forevermore. I am not going to pull off all these new clothes I got on. I got on the garment of Jesus Christ. So when I wear Jesus Christ, all you see is him when you see me. Woo, glory to God. You know one thing? Let me tell you, that's a happy, happy. That ought to get you off your dead self.
Amen.
You ought to rise up right now and get a shout on, run up and down. If you can't shout, just move slowly up and down. And a hallelujah. Take your, you know, they used to say in church, if you can't do nothing else, you can't talk, can't speak, can't do nothing, get your cloth and just wave the cloth. Just wave that handkerchief. Wave your cloth. Wave whatever you can wave. If you can't wave your hand, just bump your elbow up and down.
Come on now.
Do something. Make a motion that you're alive.
Yes.
And you're alive in Jesus. When you hear the word, somebody will say amen, hallelujah to the word.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying? That's what, when you come alive. See, you got that good old nice French bread. Everybody like French bread. Most of people like French bread. And I like Cuban bread, too, both of them bread. We don't need none of them, but we like them. And when they cook them and bake them good like they supposed to, ooh, some good bread. You can just eat the bread and maybe put some butter or jelly on it, but you just eat it just like it is. So when Jesus finished putting you in that oven and baking you to perfection, do you hear me? And you rise up to where you're supposed to be. See, because them breads are what they are, they can only rise but so high. And Jesus, when he finished putting you through whatever you're going through, you complaining about all these trials and these tribulations. Oh, this is happening. And where is God? And no, no, God don't love me. And you just complain. Well, listen, stop complaining and know this, You got to bake a while. Now, if there's that yeast in you, that Jesus is in you to cause you to be resurrected in him, then you're going to have to stay in that oven a while. Until you come to your perfected size. Every tree that grows cannot grow no higher than Jesus calls it to grow. You know that. So is it with us. He say he has a plan. He know the plan that he have for you and I. Now, if he know the plan he have for you, he know what he has already put in the plan for your destiny, how far you are to go and where you to go and how you to go. You can't change that. You shouldn't be able to change that anyway. You want to try to change it because you want to change and be wicked.
Come on.
Mad, angry. I told you about being mad and angry all the time. All the time. You don't get mad all the time. Something wrong with you. You wicked when you want to be mad all the time. Every time you see you got a frown on your face, you know, smile. You can't smile. You can't say hello to nobody. You can't say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Just do a little yell like that. Well, I'm over sophisticated. Well, I'm sophisticated, too, and I'm classy. But I'm still going to say, whoop, hallelujah, glory to God. I get that quickening every now and then. Whoo, Lord, have mercy. The Holy Ghost begin to quicken you on the inside. And when he quicken you on the inside, you can't keep still. You got to do something. Hello, hallelujah. Clock. My glory to God. Every time you hear a word and that word hits the spot on the inside, you say, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, but nobody don't know what I'm talking about. No, they don't. But let me tell you this, and I'm going to see, and we may get try to get Deacon Mike on here, a little bit of some of y'all. You might want to call in, say something too. But let me give this to you. The next time you see a butterfly soaring, just stop and remind yourself, that's my future.
Come on.
You say, why? No matter how you dress your body up at its best, it will always be a caterpillar. You'll always be a caterpillar. Do you know that? Because when it emerges from the cocoon of death and rises up to meet the Lord in air, it will take on its beauty and what else? His likeness. It changes. You see what I'm talking about? You say, why you saying it like that? Because don't the Bible tell you in Thessalonians, the dead in Christ will rise first? Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in air. Didn't it tell you that? So therefore, that's what we're talking about. See, don't worry about it. You dead. You in one place. You're the cocoon, right? So look, think about you finna change. You changing right now. You hearing my voice and you changing right now. And I'm speaking life into you right now. Life, come forth. Make that change. changing the person that is listening today. Father God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we bind every hindering force that would convince it not to grow where it should go. In the name of Jesus right now. And we command that butterfly come in all its beauty. Come forth. Come forth right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to say it right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Be made whole right now. In the name of Jesus. Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank the apostle for that wonderful word. And I was thinking about when she was talking about that bread and that yeast when it rises and how you put it in the oven after it rises. But the thing about it is we all had ourselves in the oven without any yeast. See, and we had to come out, put some yeast so we can rise. When you come to Christ, you got to rise. When you come to Christ, you got to keep it on and you got to rise. And you got to learn how to keep yourself rise without it falling. You know, because a lot of times we do fall. But we got to learn to puff ourselves up and come on back and go on again. And then I was thinking about, as Job was talking about, the root in the tree. And I was saying that, yeah, you know, I came up and my root was in the church and I had a root in the tree. I had a root. But then as I growed up, I had them bad tree limbs going on, you know, which is sin. You know, you had them bad tree limbs going on. So they had to be trimmed and pruned in order to blossom into something wonderful. You have to trim yourself and get it to be something wonderful. You have to prune back that evilness and that all that dirt and all that stuff that you got in you. You got to reverse your course. See, a lot of people don't want to reverse their course. They want to keep on going to where they at. No. You know, because that's only for death and destruction. You know, once people get into death and destruction, there's nothing you can do for them because that's where they want to do and that's where they want to be. But I don't want to be like that because of the fact of the matter is, once upon a time it was like that. You know, it was the fact of the matter is, you don't care. You get into them feelings where you don't want to do anything. You don't care whether you live or die. You know, and that's the wrong way to be. I mean, the way to be is with Christ, period. Once you with him, you are all the way in. You know, you can be all the way in or you be all the way out. That's the only way I look at it, you know. So I was just reading over this on the 14th chapter of Job, and I was looking at, as apostle went, and I was looking at how true all of this is, how true it is toward man and how we do and what do we need. You know, verse 6, I turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an heirling this his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch therefore will not cease. You know, and you know, and we have to look at these things and think about all of these scriptures that are coming before behind at us. You know, because everything has a day and time. Everything has a situation, a day and time that the word comes about and that the word hits on us. So we got to learn how to get it done. We got to learn how to rise above a lot of things that go on in the earth in this time of day. You know, because a lot of things come out and a lot of things are a distraction for us from the Word of God. Yes. It's so much going on now. We got our electronics, we got our computers, we got our TVs, we got a whole lot of things that come into distraction as the Word of God approaches us. As the Word and as the Holy Ghost approaches us, we have a lot of distractions. And, you know, a lot of times we got to learn to block out some of these distractions. Spend some time with the Lord. Concentrate on him. Meditate in the Lord sometimes. We got to learn how to do that. You know, a lot of times we take it for granted. You can't take life for granted because a lot of people take life for granted. You know, Life is a one-time shot, but one thing I can say, we will meet Jesus if we do the right thing, if we understand what we're supposed to do, you know, and don't compromise the word of God, because that's another problem. A lot of people try to compromise and live as the world. You can't do both. That's almost like serving two masters. You can't do that, because God says he's a jealous God. So let's not get nothing twisted and get it all out of shape, because we know how God is. So therefore, why do you want to turn your back on him? Why do you rather serve the devil than serve God? Why do you rather do evil things? Why do you want to go lie? Why do you want to go to church and spread rumors about people? Why do you want to do all these things? You can't rise like that. You can't rise above nothing. You just going to be flat bread. You don't need to be flat, but let's be puffy. Let's get into the yeast of the matter. Let's rise. Let us get up there, as apostles say, let's rise above these situations, because we got a whole lot of bad, funky situations running around. Let's face that. There's always something coming at us. There's always darts coming. There's always something coming. It can be family. It can be work. It can be a thousand things. It can be your car. It can be anything. So we got to look at that, because a lot of things come is just to distract us anyway. It's a lot of stuff. That's the only way I can put it. It's just stuff. Get into the word of God. Get into the meat of the Lord. Get into the meat of it, you know, and let's rise above what's necessary. Let's rise above all this sin and all these things that's coming about us. Let's rise above it. Let's keep our heads in the clouds. Let's understand, you can reach for the stars. You can get there. You can touch a star, but it's things you have to do too. You can't be down here acting all willy-nilly like you want to. Don't work that way, because we have rules and regulations everywhere. So let's think about that too. You also, and that's the same way, you have a recipe to make the bread, so you can't deter from that recipe. Otherwise, it's not going to come out right. So we got to look at that also. So all these things are tied in together that we got to understand that we need to do. Because in order to rise above anything, we got to get the word of God in us, and we got to have the Holy Spirit and Jesus in us to rise above anything we do. So I'm here to tell you today, rise above your situations. Rise above it. Don't let your situations weigh you down. See, a lot of people, like the girl say, you got to unbreak them chains. A lot of people like them things to weigh them down. Some people like to be walking around with the chains dragging on them, the ball and chain. Some people like the mire and the mucky muck. I don't like the mire and the mucky muck. And I don't like to be running around with the chains chained on both legs. So come on, you know, let's get out of all of this. And as apostles say, let's be happy, happy. Let's put on our good face. Like nothing is wrong and nothing is bothering us. You know, because if something really is bothering you, God's going to send help for you. When you pray, God is going to send help for you. If you pray sincerely, you will get help. Put it this way, you will get that recipe if you obey God. You will get that honest and direct recipe if you obey God. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Are you resurrected yet? I tell you, that is an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, resurrection. Do you have the greater one within you? Is there hope in your life? Can you turn yourself around? Yes, when you accept the greater one inside of you, you have just been resurrected. So today is Jesus Heal Yeast. I tell you, I went over into Ezekiel when, and it I just realized, you know, when he was talking about those dry bones, are your bones dry within you? It's all about self. Can you clean yourself up? Nope. But you can repent and go to the greater one. Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins. That's what he did. So, you know, all that darkness, that crazy thinking that you're doing and all that stuff, guess what? Resurrect. The greater one is in you. It's never too late. Don't think it's too late, and don't think that you have too much time, because you don't. You do not have that much time. So today, as we come upon Easter, know that the greater one died and rose for you. Repent today. Allow God to come in, clean you up. Don't allow negativity. Don't allow situations, nothing to weigh you down. Prophesy to yourself, same as encouraging yourself. It's not all the time you have somebody there to do it. Speak to the greater one within you. Say, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Do you have that faith? Do you have that belief that you have that greater one within you? Turn that frown and put it into a smile and know that Jesus loves you. Don't forget, you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That is every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/ Time to Talk About It and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. When I tell you some awesome listening, it is some awesome listening. I tell you, you can even go to her Facebook page and click on each and every Blog Talk Radio. And you know what? All you have to do is just click on it one time. And when you're clicking it one time and that segment is finished, another one is going to play. So sometimes you may be having a bad day or whatever. Just listen to the word. Let the word encourage you today. Let it encourage you that you may be able to even encourage someone else today. If you'd like to send donation, or God laid upon your heart to say, woman of God, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to pay for this radio station for a year or two. You can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Know that no donation is too small or too great, and know that when you plant your seed, trust and believe that God will multiply for you. He will move on your behalf. You may have a loved one that is sick, that just by planting a seed, that loved one is healed. That loved one that didn't believe that there is a God now believes. Whatever situation that you may be facing, God may just be working it out just for you. If you can only be obedient and do what God has laid upon your heart today. If we have been praying for you, and Apostle Porter has directly prayed, because I can tell you she do intercede for each and every person upon our prayer list. The only time you come off that prayer list is when you leave this earth. There's no need to pray for you no more. But she prays every morning for each and every person that calls, each and every person that sent email that we put on that prayer list. Know that the bishop and the apostle prays for you every day, and many around the nation is also praying for you today. So, today, resurrect yourself. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is
218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, getting ready to tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And know that the greater one is within you today. So you know what? Encourage yourself today. Be blessed. Put a smile on someone else's face. In someone else's darkness, you be that light today. Be blessed today.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.